Thanks, Robin. 1247 on KGO as we get back to our mission, namely KGO's first annual Fight Hunger Radiothon as it continues. And KGO's Jeffrey Schaub joins us live from the Food Bank of Contra Costa and Solano, one of the largest food banks in the Bay Area, to talk about the need and how your donations can help. Jeffrey?
Well, your donations sure can help, John. We hope people will phone in today to the 800 number or go online or just write a check to KGO and make it out to Food Bank, 900 Front Street, San Francisco, 94111. Listen, I'm here with Linda Rose, who some KGO listeners may remember. She did traffic and news reports on KGO for a while, as well as other radio stations in the Bay Area. And most recently, she was working at a radio station in Vacaville, and she lost her job. But I'm going to have her just briefly tell us her story and how she ended up needing important help from the food bank. So tell me what happened.
Well, Jeffrey, I was the first round of layoffs in June of 2008. I kept looking for a job and looking for a job and looking for a job. And my 99 weeks ended last year. I did have a job, only lasted a couple of months. When I lost that job, my roommate gave me a 30-day notice to vacate the premises. And I was able to stay with a friend for 4 months. But since then, I've been staying at a transitional living home through the Community Action Council of Fairfield Sassoon. And without them and the food bank actually, they get their food from the food bank that is then delivered to us. So we have something nutritional to eat. Otherwise, I don't know what I would, I'd probably go to friends' houses and stuff, but wouldn't be able to, you know, be at least in a little bit of control of what I eat. And that's what the food bank allows me to do, is to have a little bit of control left over in my life.
What's it been like for you to go through this experience that so many people are going through right now? Yours has been particularly tough, but what's it felt like for you?
It feels really bad that at first I blame myself, because I've always been able to get a job, always. I've never been this long without a job, the longest is maybe a month. And I've been working since I was 14. That was a very long time ago. And so I blame myself. I blame myself for the longest time that it was my fault that I was in my position. And I've come to realize that it's not, that there are other people out there like me who had great jobs and, you know, put money away. I had to cash out my 401k just to survive. And they're in the same boat as me right now, and it could happen to anybody. It's just, I'm trying to not cry again. Because I've shed a lot of tears over the last 3 years, because it's tough to have to actually beg people. With the food bank, I don't have to beg. At least I have that taken care of. But for gasoline, to get to job interviews, I had to beg people for money to put gas in my car so I could get there. And that's tough. I'm used to helping people, not being the one who's being helped.
Thank you, Linda, very much for talking to us. Linda Rose, who, as I mentioned, has been in the broadcasting business for many years and worked for Metro Networks in San Francisco. And she's like a lot of people in the Bay Area who, you know, whose lives just got turned completely upside down. It only takes one event to happen. It could be you lost a job. It could be a medical emergency in your family. Maybe not even you, somebody else, and it just wipes you out. This is the new face of hunger in the Bay Area that we've been talking about. It's just not people that are on the streets or people that are living in very low-income situations. And they are being helped, and they need to be helped, but it may be somebody in your neighborhood. It may be somebody down the street you don't even know. So that's what we're doing all day today, is asking you to help. Even if it's just $5, please help, because this is a growing challenge in Northern California and the Bay Area, and these food banks are there to provide the money to individual organizations so that they can help people in the community.
I'll tell you,
back to you guys.
All right,
yeah.
Jeff, that's a great illustration, and thanks to you and thanks to Linda, and this is why we're doing this, okay? So make a donation by phone at 1-800-469-0983. That's 800-469-0983.
Yeah, compelling stuff.
Or online, kgoradio.com/hunger. And click on the donate button.
You know, just a few facts concerning the KGO Fights Hunger Radiothon. Did you know that 1 in 5 adults and 1 in 4 kids in the Bay Area relies on food banks? And all the